91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Buckley Smith. In local news, the city of Belleville is holding a capital budget meeting today, and it could run for up to 3 days. QNET News reporter Joseph Quigley attended the meeting this morning and reports live from the scene.
I'm here at downtown City Hall, where budget talks for 2016 are well underway. Council is currently poring over the draft plan, and one big issue that has surfaced is the Build Belleville project. Now, phase one of that project has gone fairly over budget. We had a large presentation on that, and things got really heated. Councillor Paul Carr was asking for a lot more details on what the breakdown of that over budget was, but the resounding message that council repeated was that this doesn't mean the project will be on hold, that despite the increase in costs, they still want to carry through, they still want to get it done, and they see it as necessary for the city. The talks are still ongoing, and we'll see what else comes from it. Joseph Quigley, QNET News, Belleville.
Staying with local news, Quinte Healthcare is asking local residents for their input and recommendations on the future distribution of services across the four hospitals. There is a link on the Quinte Healthcare website where you can submit your input on the proposed long-term plans. The deadline for suggestions is this Friday, the 30th of October. So far, one of the changes that will affect patients most are the moving of some surgical services from Trenton to Belleville. The proposed plan will go to the QHC board in November, and following most of the changes will hopefully be implemented by April 1st, 2016. With the World Health Organization's major announcement yesterday concerning processed and red meat's relation with cancer, QNET News reporter James Gong went to a butcher shop in Belleville to see what they thought of this.
I'm at Gilmore's Meat Shop in Delhi today, talking to people to find out their reactions to the World Health Organization's announcement yesterday that red and processed meats can cause cancer. I talked to one of the butchers here, and he says that they haven't seen any slowdown in business, and they don't anticipate to see a slowdown either. They think that their customers already know that red and processed meats can cause cancer in high amounts, but they don't think that anybody is going to be scared away by that. James Gond, QNET News, Belleville.
The trial of Constable James Forcillo continues in Toronto today. Forcillo's lawyer will cross-examine the driver of the streetcar where 18-year-old Sammy Yateem was shot to death in July 2013. Forcillo has pleaded not guilty to second-degree murder and attempted murder. TTC driver Chad Seymour was the last person to speak with Sammy Yateem before he was shot. The Crown questioned him yesterday. He told the court he had a calm conversation with Yateem after the teen pulled out a knife at the back of the streetcar, causing panicked passengers to rush off the vehicle. Seymour said he recalled that the teen said he thought people were trying to kill him and asked to use his phone so he could call his father. The streetcar driver then told the court that Yateem sat down in the streetcar until the arrival of police, which prompted him to jump up and swear, at which point Seymour fled the vehicle. Ontario's Liberal government will fight a union attempt to strike down a 2011 law declaring the TTC an essential service, which took away its workers' right to strike. Transportation Minister Kevin Flynn says so many people rely on Toronto's transit system every day that it must be considered an essential service.
The fact that 1.5 million people in this city rely on the TTC to get to work, to get to school, to get to daycare, certainly in a city in a cosmopolitan area like this, in this day and age, the transit system, I think, of a major city is an essential service. That view was shared by the Ontario legislature. It continues to be our view.
On the other side of things, NDP leader Andrea Horwath says the legislature should reconsider the essential service designation.
The right to strike is a pretty fundamental piece of the collective bargaining process, so we've never been ones to kind of jump to that solution. It's a pretty heavy-handed thing to take away people's bargaining rights. It's something that is not often something that we support.
Amalgamated Transit Union local president Bob Kinnear says the Charter of Rights and Freedoms will be hollow if it can be ignored because it may be inconvenient to get around Toronto during a transit strike. The progressive conservative leader, Patrick Brown, says it's time the Liberal government also starts looking at declaring the GO service as essential.
I can tell you if the argument that was made for the TTC, the ability to get to work and people depend on it, I know for the community that I've resided for the last long time in Barrie, a lot of people would reside on the GO to get to work too. So, you know, obviously that's a conversation that has to be had.
Now for entertainment news, the new James Bond film, Spectre, premiered last night in London at the Royal Albert Hall. We still don't know how Daniel Craig feels about doing another James Bond movie, but for now, he's saying all the right things about the one he's in now. Craig was quoted recently as saying that he'd sooner slash his wrist than do another Bond film. But at the premiere last night, Craig said he enjoyed making this one.
I've just had such a wonderful time making these films, and I continue to do so. So, you know, and an event like this tonight, as wild as it is and sort of out there, it just is a nice way for me and the rest of the crew and everybody to get together and celebrate these amazing films.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Presented by the businesses of downtown Belleville, the BDIA proudly presents Haunted Downtown Belleville. Historian Jerry Boyce will lead you for an hour-long tour of the historic heart of the city. Hear about the spooky and ghoulish stories of the past. The walking tour kicks off at Market Square behind City Hall at 7 p.m. Friday, October 30th. Free for all to participate, fun for all ages. Feel free to wear your Halloween costume. Presented by the businesses of downtown Belleville. We'll see you downtown.
Welcome back. I'm Buckley Smith, and this is your QNET Sports. In the NHL last night, we saw three struggling teams continue their losing ways. Firstly, the Calgary Flames got shut out 4-0 by the New York Islanders, which leaves Calgary's record at 2 wins and 9 losses. Next up, the Toronto Maple Leafs fell down 4-1 halfway through their game against Arizona before storming back with 2 goals in the third period. It still wasn't enough, though, as Toronto remains stuck at 1 win this season. And finally, the Anaheim Ducks lost 1-0 to the Chicago Blackhawks. Not only does this leave Anaheim with only 1 win, but they have scored a measly 6 goals through their first 8 games, including being shut out 5 times during that span. Moving over to baseball, the World Series is set to kick off tonight between the Kansas City Royals and the New York Mets. The game will begin at 8.07 p.m. at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. The Royals are slated to send out starting pitcher Edinson Volquez, who will be matching up against the Mets' dark knight, Matt Harvey. Both of these teams have been waiting for this chance at glory for quite a long time, with Kansas City not having won a World Series since 1985 and the Mets not having won one since 1986. Also in baseball, Toronto Blue Jays fans have a new holiday to celebrate and a reason to keep their favorite team's jersey around. The mayor of Toronto, John Tory, designated October 27th as Blue Jays Appreciation Day. Mayor Tory had this to say on the topic. We are going to encourage people to wear a bit of the blue and white to work or to school or wherever they are going tomorrow, and to join us on social media in sharing some of the memories of what this season meant to people in Toronto. So while Toronto Raptors fans will have to wait till tomorrow to watch their team, the basketball season begins tonight for 6 other teams. First up, we'll see the Detroit Pistons playing in Atlanta against the Hawks. Following that, the Cleveland Cavaliers will be traveling to Chicago to take on the Bulls. And finally, the New Orleans Pelicans are set to face off against the reigning champions, the Golden State Warriors. In college men's basketball, the Loyalist Lancers' record is at 0 wins and 1 loss as their last game was postponed, and they are set to play Fleming tomorrow night at 7 with the game taking place at Loyalist College. In men's college volleyball, the Lancers are set to play their second game of the season this Saturday against Canador. And moving over to women's college sports, in basketball, the Lady Lancers will be playing this Sunday against Georgian. The game is set to start at 1 o'clock at Loyalist College. In women's rugby, the Lady Lancers are slated to play the OCAA crossover game this Saturday at noon against Conestoga. And last but not least, the women's volleyball team is looking to stay undefeated when they play Canador this Saturday at 4 o'clock. This Thursday, the Peterborough Petes are set to play the Kitchener Rangers. And for any Loyalist students who are itching to see some hockey, tickets for the game can be had for only $13, which is also including transportation. The sports and marketing program will be in the Loyalist cafeteria tomorrow from 12:30 to 3 to sell tickets, and the bus will be leaving the Kente building Thursday at 4:45. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for weather, the forecast for Belleville today should see a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 12. Tonight we'll see mostly clouds with a low of 6. Wednesday, cloudy with periods of rain and a high of 14. And Thursday, cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 12. At 12:10, it's 9 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Buckley Smith, and news on 91X, next at 1.
This is 91X.